Welcome to Anchor 2, or Meccas. And he, the philosopher, would ask himself from time to time, why the Druids and the Christians rage so much? Roaring away like a wild sea, were tossing their minds to and fro, would imagining vain things of him. Why so much dislike for his ways of thinking? Why so much folly? This was no temporary rage, but rather a deep-seated dislike, for they set themselves resolutely to stand in opposition to him, him a self-originating thinker. They sat themselves in each other's lights and shadows. They would take counsel together against him. How, he thought, could he deal himself wisely in the presence of such people? Such people with such limiting ways of thinking. Day nightly he had to keep his wits about him. Why did he wish to break his way of thinking, he thought to himself, and to have it be replaced by their own? He viewed them as being their own Druids, their own Christians, who would not stop until all and every possible constraints in his ways of thinking would be put in place. In his thoughts he would say, what? And ask, O ye Druids and Christians, do you think yourselves wise? You are far from being wise. You are merely rebels upon thrones. There are rightful monarchs throughout the land, but by far the greater are their usurpers. They lay claim to hold sway over the night and the day, over the babe in the womb, the youth on the hills, and the old ones of the valleys. From the sublime dignity and comfort of the omnipotent valleys, pasture lands, hills, and seashore, do I laugh at all of your ways. How came you to be so absurd? How came you to be so irrational? Know you not that I have set myself upon this sacred island as a self-expression unto myself? My will I do. I have appointed myself to be my own anointed, to live a life of unconstrained thoughts, and to no one at all do any hurt whatsoever. I am of the fidelity of the ages, fidelity to the natural worlds within and about us. I have myself be a culturing sage of nature upon this beauteous landscape. I take unto myself my great power, and reign from head south to head north, from head north to head west to head east, and about again over and over to head south, filling my mind with wholesome thoughts, and my actions be all of them goodness. My mind is my foundation and my strength. Try to engage with my mind using your ideas, and you will, as sure as the sun is in the sky, fail. I am myself, daily myself do I beget. Behold, I confidently declare here in your hearing my noble right and proof of self-sovereignty. That you cannot grasp what it is I am saying, so be it so. Attempt not then to try and fathom it, for in truth it is a great truth, a truth reverently to be spoken of, but not irreverently to be understood. Rejoice in the mystery of the mystery that is in your hearing. Be sincere in the essence of mystery, not striving to unveil it, rather enjoying being of it. Seek I not for your Druidic or Christian ways to be my way, to be my inheritance. I have no need of these for my possession. My way is of listening progressively to the gentle breeze among the reeds, and in the leaves, and in the bubbling forth pure springs, I dwell in and put my trust in the omnipotence of the sea. Rivers and streams land beneath my feet, the sky above my head, and the infinite worlds beyond the starry heavens never ending.